AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Caught late last night in Washington, D.C., a suspect in the so-called Manson murders. The bodies of a wealthy couple, their 10-year-old son, and a housekeeper were found in their burned-out home last week. U.S. Marshal Chief Inspector Robert Fernandez says once the suspect, Darren Wint, was spotted, members of a fugitive task force followed his vehicle and another to a place where the occupants could be safely apprehended.
We were able to get to a location where we could safely take them down with the assistance of PG County Police helicopter. We were able to pin both vehicles and we arrested him.
Wint has been charged with first-degree murder while armed. Police haven't ruled out the possibility that other people were involved in the slayings, but no other suspects have been identified. The Senate is pondering the fate of the bulk collection of American phone records by the National Security Agency. The House has left town after passing a bill to end the NSA's collection of domestic phone metadata. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
If the Senate fails to pass the USA Freedom Act before leaving for the Memorial Day break, it risks allowing critical national security authorities to expire.
The measure does allow case-by-case searches and expands two other provisions used by the FBI to pursue suspected spies and terrorists. And supporters of the president's trade agenda hope to fend off a hostile Senate amendment today and send a major trade bill to the House. People who had weekend plans at two popular California-owned beaches, Refugio and El Capitan, need to make new ones. Those spots in Santa Barbara County are closed through the Memorial Day weekend while they're being cleaned up. This leak from an oil pipeline that burst Tuesday now covers 9 miles of Pacific. Patrick Hudgens is with the company responsible.
We do truly regret, and we are committed to cleaning up this incident as quickly as possible and mitigate any further impact to the environment.
This is AP Radio News. A government investigation of Ohio-based Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams found inadequate testing and cleaning in its Columbus plant that had become contaminated with listeria. AP correspondent Mary Claire Jelonek reports.
The FDA found a lot of different problems in the plants and even said that some of its management was incompetent for not doing pretty basic things like sanitizing the floors, having a good testing regime in place.
The company's recalled all its products last month after listeria was discovered in some pints of ice cream. Jenny's is making ice cream again and reopening its shops today after intensive cleaning. Flavor Flav was arrested in Las Vegas yesterday.
Flavor Flav, yeah, boy!
Authorities say charges are tied to driving under the influence, speeding, possessing less than an ounce of marijuana, and having an open container of alcohol in the BMW he was driving. Flavor Flav also had a suspended driver's license and registration. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.